GiveSendGo is the number one free Christian crowdfunding site in the world. Yes, free. Other crowdfunding sites will charge you nasty, hidden fees, but not GiveSendGo. While our third-party processor does charge a small fee to givers upon donating, GiveSendGo's platform is free of fees because we believe you earn the money you raise. So the next time you're looking to raise money for a friend, or you've got a mission of your own, come to GiveSendGo.com, the number one free Christian crowdfunding site in the world.
Hi, thanks for joining us for our GiveSendGo Spotlight, where we shine a light on campaigns that are happening around the world by people like you that say, I want to make a difference in my community. Today, we have on a very special guest, Bria. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Bria is not just a campaign owner or somebody that started a campaign on GiveSendGo and we invited her on like normal. What Bria is she is our creative director here at GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo, maybe you didn't know, but recently we started a GiveSendGo Charities, which is a nonprofit branch of GiveSendGo, which is whole goal is to be the hands and feet on the ground when tragedies and circumstances hit that are a little bit more on the national level. And so we started GiveSendGo Charities a few months ago, and recently, there was a tornado in Texas, and our charity department said, hey, we need to be the hands and the feet on the ground during this tornado. And so GiveSendGo.org started a campaign and started to share it saying, listen, we need to bring this money, raise money and bring it down to help the people in Texas that need help because they were affected by this tornado. And so Bria and the marketing team came to us and said, hey, we have a great idea. Why don't you send me down to Texas so I can actually be there and do what we talk about. So Bria, how did you come up with the idea? Why did you think that was a good idea?
Yeah, so one of the main goals for this year in the marketing team of GiveSendGo is our little slogan that we want our actions to be louder than their words. Because on mainstream media, sometimes they don't like the campaigns that we either raise money for. We're just a free speech platform. As long as it's legal, we're going to let you raise money for what you believe in. And they label us to be something that we're not. So it's our job to make our actions just speak louder than their words.
When you came to us and said, you know what, this year, let's make sure our actions speak louder than their words. And we said, amen. That's exactly what we want to do. We want to make sure that when someone calls us something, anybody who knows us at all goes, absolutely not. I've seen them in action. That exactly. is not who they are. And so our actions. And so you said, here's a way that we can step into a situation and through our actions, show that we really do want to share the hope of Jesus to people by being the hands on the ground. So we flew you down to Texas very last minute, Wednesday. Yeah. You guys have the idea. Thursday, we flew you out late. You got there Thursday night and hit the ground running on Friday. What did it actually look like when you got to Texas?
Yeah, there was so much driving there. I live in a very close-knit town, I guess. You don't have to drive more than 15 minutes to get anywhere. But in Texas, everything is very big. So we spent so much time driving, just trying to find the specific areas and neighborhoods that were affected, because it's not all on Google, as I hoped it would be. So we really just spend the day planning out where to go, people that we can contact and things like that.
And so you actually spent some time looking for churches and organizations in the area that might be already doing something so that you could be a part of it. Instead of going down and trying to start a movement, you said, is there something going on here that I can actually be a part of? And you found a church down there that was all over their social media saying, hey, come volunteer. We're going to be out on the ground. And so when you saw that, what did you do?
So, you know, social media is great because it connects us. It lets us know what every community is doing all around the world. And so I was just looking into it, and there's this church who had been just posting and posting about come serve. You don't have to be Christian. You don't have to whoever you are, just come and help your community. And there were so many people. I went Saturday morning. I think it started at 8 o'clock or something. And there were so many people there bright and early on their day off, ready to work and help out the community around them, working manual labor. These are houses that have been destroyed. You know, there's wood and I've scrapes all off my arm just because, you know, it's not just easy work. People were just so ready and able to step in when their neighbors needed it.
And that was super encouraging. That seemed to be a theme actually that we saw, you know, that you reported back over and over. You've got a lot of video and things like that. And What do you say, you know, what was the overall feeling of the community? Were people like devastated and going, oh my gosh, I will never be able to get out, sobbing, I can't believe this happened, like life is over? Because you went door to door and started talking to people, yeah, and they had some incredible stories. But like, yeah, what was the overwhelming response when you said, hey, we're bringing down, we have some money here, we'd like to help out? Were people like, oh, it's just too big and I'm so devastated? Or what was their response?
This was honestly the most inspiring thing. Almost every house we went to, and these would be houses that they don't have a garage or like the side of their house anymore or a roof or whatever it would be, they would all say the same thing, which is, my community brought by groceries or offered me a place to stay or get, you know, supplied a need of mine that I have. There's probably someone else that hasn't been as fortunate as I have. And I'm like, as fortunate? Your house, like, I know it's not a lot, but can we give you something? And they're always just like, you know what? There's someone else that will need it more than I do, because my community stepped in and helped in my time of need. And that's, they've met my needs. And that was so, so inspiring to see just the community of people. Even if you were the one affected, you're still looking out to make sure the next person was cared for.
Hey, Shine Brightly listeners. If there's one thing we can all agree on, the world can often feel like a dark and lonely place. Here at Gifts and Go, we often see people in hopeless situations, feeling like there's nowhere else they can turn. That is until they find Gifts and Go. In addition to being a fundraising platform, we're ready to listen and pray for your campaigns. No matter where you are, what you've done, or what you're going through, Gifts and Go believes in giving a voice to the voiceless and sharing hope with the hopeless. That's why we're the platform where help and hope go hand in hand. To offer this same help and hope to someone in your life, visit giftsandgo.com to give to a campaign or to start your very own campaign. That's www.giftsandgo.com.
That's so awesome. And it really like is exactly what we want Gifts and Go to be, on the online and the online world, is that it's a place where it's building community. And we talk about that a lot in our meetings, is how do we make it more of a community where people come and there's givers, senders, and goers all working together so that people don't feel helpless and alone, because tragedies happen and they can really shake us. But when you have people coming beside you to support you and knowing that God is with you and having people praying for you and providing for some of those things, it doesn't seem as overwhelming as it would be if you were just alone. And so you heard some stories, you know, of people, you would knock on people's doors and say, so, you know, can you tell me what happened? And you spoke to a few. Why don't you share one of those stories with us?
Yeah, one of the ones that I just, you know, me and the other person I was with, it was really, really touching, the story. So they were just sitting on their porch, an older couple, and just watching the storm. And all of a sudden they see the actual tip of the tornado start coming down, about to touch. They knew that they had to take cover immediately. So they grab their dog and they just go hide in a closet. Imagine how scary, like, you know that the tornado is coming. She's telling a story, her voice is like trembling, and it was just so, oh my gosh. But she's saying that they told each other they loved each other. They didn't know if it was for the last time. So it was just really just, oh my gosh, sorry. Like, even thinking about her telling the story is just like incredible. But so they are holding on to each other, and they get this, you know, wind just whooshes in, I guess is a good word for it. And it actually lifts them up off the ground a couple of inches and then slams them back down. And then it just got really quiet. And when it gets quiet, you know that the tornado is going to just be there, I guess. And it picks back up again, harder than ever, the wind does. And they're just holding on to each other. And when it's all over, they look up and they can literally see the sky above them. And they're like, well, there goes our roof. It was so crazy to hear. And this isn't just, like, there were so many stories that had the same type of thing. They didn't know whether they were going to survive, but they did. And now their house is either ruined or whatever the outcome was.
Wow. Yeah. You know, when I've never lived through a tornado, I've never been around when a tornado hit. And so it's even hard to imagine what goes through your mind in those situations. And then even afterwards, there is trauma that happens when you live through a fearful situation. And so we wanted to go down and give this money out to the people down there. And we kept finding people going, oh, there's somebody else that probably needs it more than I. Mm-hmm. That just really touched us here at Gives and Goes. We heard these stories because that is exactly what God calls for each one of us, is to say, we're going to give. And then we're going to also look out for those who might not even, like, our situation isn't the worst situation. No matter what you're going through, there are other people who also need hope. And God wants to use each one of us to speak into the lives of the people around us. Even someone who has, like you said, her roof was blown off and she was worried about the person down the street. Like, she had plenty to worry about, but she still said, no, I know I'm going through a lot now, but I'm also caring. And it didn't matter. No one was saying, well, please let me know who you voted for or what your political or religious beliefs are. That didn't even come into the picture. People didn't care. They wanted to step in and they wanted to help. And that is, again, what Gifts and Go is for. Now, Gifts and Go Charities, which we just started, like I said, is a nonprofit branch of Gifts and Go. And the whole goal with that is for Gifts and Go Charities to partner with people on the ground wherever these tragedies or natural disasters hit and start a campaign that our nonprofit starts a campaign and then raises money and then distributes it to people on the ground in the community. Because we understand the people on the ground in the community know the community best. They know the needs. They know what is going on. They have, you know, hands right there. And so if you have an organization or a church and you want to be our hands and feet on the ground, something happens maybe in your state or somewhere near you, and you want us to team up with you to, you know, any money we raise, we send to you to put out on the ground when needed, please contact us. You can go to givesandgo.org and hit the contact us form and contact us. And we will send you out a little packet that we fill out just to, so we can validate who you are and what you're doing. Cause we are looking for partners all over the globe that when these tragic situations happen, that we have people, family members, because as the body of Christ, we're all the family of God. We have family members all over that we can reach out to and say, listen, we've raised $20,000, you know, however much, and we have this money. Can you please distribute it to the people near you? And so we're really excited about this nonprofit, givesandgo.org. We're looking forward to watching as it develops into what God wants it to be. Bria, we're so thankful that you went down, that you went right to work. You were right there. Like you said, your arms scraped up as you're dragging wood and picking up trash and all of the things that go with cleanup after a tornado. We're thankful that you went down and that you brought back not a story of devastation, but a story of hope, that there are communities around the world that when something hits, they come together, they work together, they care for each other. Let's continue shining brightly in everything we do in your own. Maybe there's not a tragic situation happening in your neighborhood right now, but there are people who still need you to reach out and share hope with them. So look for ways that maybe you need to start a campaign because you need financial help for something, but maybe it's just as simple as God asking you to walk across the street to a neighbor that might be living in fear or living lonely, that God says, no, go invite them to go for a walk with you. Bring them over some cookies, something like that. Look for ways to shine brightly wherever you are. We'd love to hear your stories. You can send them to info@givesandgo.com. We'd love to hear how God is using you to shine brightly. Keep shining, guys. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
You have this friend. They're going through a hard time and you want to help them, but you don't know how or where to start. When you see a need, step in with Gifts and Go. Gifts and Go is a safe, trusted, and reliable crowdfunding platform designed to help you help others. With a few clicks of a button, you can set up a campaign for the person you want to support. Come to givesandgo.com and set up your campaign. Then share it with the people closest to you and watch the funds and prayers start flooding in. That's www.givesandgo.com.